India's massive multi-week parliamentary election is drawing to a close this week, and the country's most famous political family is hoping for a comeback. The Nehru-Gandhi family is to India what the Kennedys or the Bushes are to the United States, only more so. For most of the half-century since independence, a member of the Nehru-Gandhi family has served as prime minister and as head of the Congress Party. To regain power, Congress will have to get more votes than the ruling party, the BJP, which appears to be ahead by a slim majority. Miranda Kennedy reports from New Delhi.
Rai Bareilly town in the North Indian state of Uttar Pradesh is Nehru Gandhi country. This town has sent two generations of India's most famous family to parliament. And now there's a new generation on the ballot, Sonia Gandhi and her son Rahul.
We are giving vote for the Congress. We are looking forward to our Honorable Mrs. Sonia Gandhi to come here and start development again.
Sonia Gandhi, the current president of the Congress Party, is the Italian-born widow of former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi, who was killed by a suicide bomber in 1991. His death came only 7 years after the assassination of his mother, Indira Gandhi, who was prime minister for almost 20 years. Her father, Jawaharlal Nehru, was India's first prime minister. For Indian voters like Veena Dubal, the Nehru-Gandhi family is India, even though Sonia Gandhi is Italian.
She is married to my son, to son of India. So she's our daughter-in-law. She is not outsider. They are our children. And we have to keep them at a correct place, intact. That's our prime duty.
But the love and respect these voters express to the Gandhis is in stark contrast to their recent fortunes. In 1999, Sonia Gandhi led the Congress Party to its worst ever electoral defeat when the BJP swept to power on a Hindu nationalist platform. And her Italian origin continues to be enough of an issue that it's unlikely she will ever become prime minister. That's where her son comes in. 34-year-old Rahul Gandhi is a political novice, but he could go far.
It's not just my family. It is the work that has been done here since the 80s, specifically by my father. It is the work that has been done here by my mother. And it is the expectation of the work that will be done here by me.
But it's not just the Gandhis. Politics is often a family business in India. A recent opinion poll found that more than half of Indians think dynasties are a good thing. On the outskirts of New Delhi, Congress Party candidate Sandeep Dixit is hoping his family connections will help bring him to office. His mother, Sheila, is the popular chief minister of Delhi State. At this election rally, the crowd goes wild, garlanding Sandeep with marigolds and handing out sweets. But Sandeep believes India's dynastic traditions will only get him so far in a democracy.
Regarding dynasties, I think in democracy, dynasty does not come by primogeniture. Maybe some skills do, and maybe, you know, allegiances of certain groups and communities may also come by that. But they will respond to me only for a while. You know, they can't just constantly keep getting energized only because your mother happens to be somebody. After all, I am the person who has to face the public.
Family sentiment and demographic advantage may only work for so long, but it's what the Congress Party is banking on in this election. The Gandhi family name is the Congress Party's best weapon against the opposition BJP, which is slowly taking over as India's national party. For NPR News, I'm Miranda Kennedy in New Delhi.